a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, a few clouds. It's 93 degrees. KSL's top story. The I-80 closure may be causing hours worth of extra driving for most drivers. It could cause days worth of delays for long-haul truck drivers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul, explain why this is so tough on the truck drivers.
Well, Jeff, a lot of the truck drivers that we spoke to say that they were not told at first that the closure was going to last until 9. So many of them just pulled over to the side of I-80 just to kind of wait it out. And when we told them it was going to last until 9, they kind of panicked. One man, Jason Levesque, hauls travel trailers, and he says either of his alternates, I-84 or Provo Canyon, that alone, even in good conditions, would cause him at least 2 hours worth of delays.
By the time I make that two-hour drive, I'll be in Rush Lake City, and then I probably will not be able to make it to my delivery point before they stop accepting deliveries.
Some truckers say if they miss their deadline, they might have to wait until Monday to deliver their cargo. And one man says if that happens, he won't be home for a week. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. KSL News Time, 4:31. More than 95% of Utah has moderate drought conditions, and that includes the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The spring of 2019 brought us so much rain and snow, there were no drought areas in the state. That changed within a few months, says National Weather Forecaster Glenn Merrill, who says our typical monsoon season didn't happen.
Last summer, the term was nonsoon because it didn't really develop.
This summer is also turning into a nonsoon, pushing 99% of Utah into the moderate or severe drought range. Merrill advises going to slowtheflow.org to learn ways to conserve water. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
You may see hundreds of teachers in downtown Salt Lake City this afternoon trying to get schools to make some changes. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the story.
Teachers will be hopping in their cars and heading to the state capitol this afternoon to protest school reopening plans. Many teachers have been concerned for weeks about certain districts holding classes on campus, saying there aren't enough safety measures in place and social distancing will be practically non-existent. The car caravan will start at the old Sears building at 4:30 and head up to the state capitol where another rally is planned. The point of the Safe Schools Save Lives rally, the teachers say, is to show support for opening schools safely. They believe school boards and the state of Utah should be making decisions based on science and data, though the state and district say they have. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:33. Now more of our top stories. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the Davis School District says they will be holding classes 2 days on campus, 2 days off, and online. Board member Maurice Stevenson thinks that's the safer option for now.
I feel it is a cautious approach to reopening schools. I strongly feel it meets our students' physical, educational, social, and mental needs. Existing class sizes makes it absolutely impossible to allow physical distancing of our students.
But many parents at last night's emergency board meeting said the schedule is too tough for families, and kids are falling behind academically. KSL's top national stories. The White House is recommending President Trump sign executive orders to address the coronavirus stimulus package. This after Congress leaves this week again with no deal on a new package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a deal could happen this weekend.
The chief and I will recommend to the president, based upon our lack of activity today to move forward with some executive orders.
Trump's team already drafted a series of orders that would implement a payroll tax holiday, address the housing crisis, provide more aid for student loans, and make more money available for enhanced unemployment benefits. Congress's top Democrats say July's jobs report underscores the need for the next stimulus package. A new U.S. intelligence report is sounding the alarm on not one, not two, but three foreign countries that are trying to meddle in November's election. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The U.S. intelligence community's top election official is warning Russia, China, and Iran all have a favorite candidate. The statement about the threat released today says Russia is working to damage the Democrat Joe Biden's chances. Pro-Russia forces in Ukraine are said to be spreading claims about corruption by leaking phone calls to undermine his candidacy and the Democratic Party. The assessment also found China wants the president to lose because they say he's unpredictable and hurts their interests, and Iran wants to undermine our democratic institutions. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And polling for the election shows the gap between the president and Joe Biden narrowing. President Trump's campaign coordinator is crediting this to the relaunched coronavirus briefings. Now, this is not to say the president is in comeback territory. The latest Real Clear Politics national polling average shows President Trump trailing Biden by just over 6 points. That's compared with 9 a month ago. KSL News Time, 435.
Right. That means check on traffic, Ricky Meese. You seeing trouble spots at this point?
All over the place. And for those traveling between Summit County and the Valley, you definitely have some issues to deal with. Your options since I-80 is closed, Highway 189, but huge delays between Heber and Deer Creek Reservoir, both directions, or I-84. We also have a KSL traffic trooper reporting traffic lights out State Street between 2100 and 2400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, the dangers of daydreaming. Stay with us. My Minute of News is next. It's 4:36, Friday afternoon at KSL.